Today we're going to learn Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding at Amar Rav on the fourth line of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to discuss the issue of sleeping during the daytime. Amar Rav, because why did this come up? Because we spoke about taking a snack outside the sukkah, how that's permitted, but that's different than sleeping a Shena Sarai outside the sukkah. That's Asr. Once we were talking about a Shena Sarai, we spoke about having a Shena Sarai with tefillin, which is mutter. Once we're talking about that, we talk about Shena Sarai in general, just taking a nap in general. So Amar Rav, Asr Adam Lishon B'Yom Yoser Mishenas Hasus. A person should not sleep during the day more than the sleep of a horse. And the reason is because of Bittul Torah, the Rishonim explain. The Kama Shenas Hasus, how much does a horse sleep? Shitin Nishme, 60 breaths. Amra Baye Shin Se Demar Kidarav. The sleep of Rabba Bar Nachmeni was like the shear that Rav would sleep, and that's how he learned how to sleep. Udarav Kidarebi, and the amount of sleep that Rav got was mimicking what Rebbe would sleep during the day, because Rav was raised by Rebbe. Udarebi Kidavid, and Rebbe's sleep mimicked the sleep of David HaMelech, because Rebbe had a tradition in his family that that's how David HaMelech used to sleep. Udadavid Kidasusya, and the sleep of David HaMelech was like the sleep of a horse. Udasusya Shitanishmi, and the sleep of a horse is 60 breaths. Abaye would sleep during the day, the amount of time it takes to go from Pumbedisa to Beikovi, which is another place, which is six parsaos, a distance of six parsaos. That's how Rashi explains, and he says that it's mefurish that way somewhere else. The Masoros Shas points out we don't really find this anywhere else. And Adraba, Rashi, and Gittin, Davdalid, sounds like they're much closer, and the distance was at most four or five parsaos. Okay, but that's an issue that's dealt with by the Rishonim. And there's also discussion, by the way, when we talk about the Shena of David HaMelech, the sleep of David HaMelech, whether that's talking about his daytime sleep or his nighttime sleep. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalid, in Shulchan Aruch, it's actually quoted that David HaMelech was careful never to sleep more than 60 breaths in order not to have a tam misa. The Ramah writes that in the Gemara it sounds like it was only during the daytime that he was makbid about this, because obviously the Ramah understands that our Gemara is talking about during the daytime. But anyway, we're getting far afield over here. So Abaye used to sleep the amount of time that it takes to go from Pabadisa to Bekovi, Karya Le Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef would say about him, Ad Masai Otzel Tishkov, Masai Toko Mishnasecha. How long is this lazy guy going to sleep for? Because he's sleeping more than he should during the daytime. Tan Rabbanan, Hanichlas Lishon B'Yom, if someone goes to sleep during the day and he's wearing tefillin, Ratza Choletz, Ratza Maniach. If he wants, he could take off his tefillin. If he wants, he could leave his tefillin on. Because during the day, we don't have to worry that it's going to turn into a Shenas Keva. But Laila, but if it's nighttime, Choletz Veina Maniach, he must remove his tefillin. Div Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Hayiladim, that younger men when always have to take off their tefillin, because when they go to sleep they very often will become a balkari, they'll become tameh, and we're afraid that that shouldn't happen when they're wearing their tefillin. So this seems to be a raya that a balkari is not allowed to wear tefillin. He says, no, the concern is not that they'll become a Balkari. The concern is these are young married people that are going to sleep together with their wives, and we're afraid that when they're wearing tefillin, they might have Tashmish Shamita, and that would be a terrible beside of the tefillin. So it's not that a Balkari is not allowed to wear tefillin, it's that you can't be wearing tefillin when you're having Tashmish Shamita. Tan Rabbanan, Shachach v'shimesh mitasa betefillin, eino ochiz lo beretzuv lo b'ktsia at shiitol yadav. That someone v'yitlim, that one who forgot and had Tashmish Shemitah with his tefillin should not touch any part of his tefillin until he does Netilas Yadayim, and then he could take his tefillin off, because we assume that that his hands touched parts of the body that are unclean. So main point over here, the Gemara defines Shena Sarai as 60 breaths, that David HaMelech never slept more than that. And number two, Tashmish Hamita is Asr in Tefillin, and that's why younger married people are not permitted to go to sleep wearing their Tefillin. Now says the Mishnah, Maisav Yivilo Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai Litomas HaTavshil. They once brought Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai to taste a piece of cooked food. Ulam Gamliel Shneikel Savos. In Ram Gamliel, they brought two dates, Udali Shalmayim, and a pitcher of water. Va'amru Halim L'Sukkah. And they said, bring it into the Sukkah. Even though it was only an Achila Sarai, they were Machmir, not to eat it outside of the Sukkah. And that was apparently not a concern of Yuara, of acting in a religiously arrogant way. Ukshinasal Rabbi Tzaddik Ochel Pachas Mikabetza. When they gave Rabbi Tzaddik food in the amount of less than a Kabetza, he wasn't Machmir to eat it in the Sukkah, and he didn't do Netil Sidaim before he ate it. Rather, Netala B'mapa, he wrapped it in a towel or in a cloth, you know, to keep it clean. Va'achal l'chutz l'sukkah, and he ate it outside of the sukkah. V'lo be'erach achrav, and he didn't say birchas hamazon, because he held like Rabbi Yehuda that you don't say birchas hamazon unless you ate a kedei sviya, because after all the pasuk says v'achalta v'savata uvirachta, that only if you eat enough to satisfy you, you're chayiv in the sukkah. You have to bench rather. So says Gemara, ma'isa listar. Wait a second, the Gemara brings a story that contradicts what the Mishnah brings a story that contradicts what the Mishnah just said. Because initially the Mishnah said that you're allowed to have a snack outside of the sukkah. That was on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph. And now we're quoting a Maisa where Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Rabbi Gamliel would not eat a snack outside of the sukkah. Who does that? Why would you quote a story that goes against the point you're trying to make? So Gemara says, no, you have to add in a few extra words over here. Chisuri mechser v'hachiktani. This is how the Mishnah really should read. Yeah, having a snack outside of the sukkah is permissible. Then the next line should be, that if you want, you're allowed to be machmir, and you don't have to worry. It's not considered to be religiously arrogant to be machmir. It's not a violation of what we call yuhara. And then we quote Maisa Nami Veviula the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Litamasataf Shalom Gamliel Shnei Kosavos Udli Shalmayim, that there was such a story that they brought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to taste the tafshil, and Rabbi Gamliel they brought two dates and a pitcher of water Va'amru Helim L'Sukkah, and they said bring it into the sukkah because they were machmir like this not to even have an achilas arai outside of the sukkah. Ukshnasan Rabbi Tzaddik Ochel Pachas Mikubeitza Netal B'Mapa Va'achalu Chutz L'Sukkah. Rabbi Tzaddik also, but Rabbi Tzaddik was not machmir about this, if it was food less than a kibetza, he ate it outside of the sukkah, but he did not bench on it. Ha kibetza, the implication is, if it would have been a kibetza, by sukkah, it would have to be eaten in the sukkah. Remember, we learned on Chavav Amar Aleph that up until 2 and 3 kibetza was still considered an achilas harai. So isn't this a tiyufta on Rav Yosef? So Abaye, Dilma pachas mikabetsa netilu bracha labai hakabetsa bai netilu bracha. Abaye would say no. Maybe Abaye says that only more than a kabetsa is an achilas keva, but a kabetsa is considered achilas arai. Lema tavi tiyufta Rav Yosef v'Abaye, that maybe it's a tiyufta on Rav Yosef and Abaye. So it says, well, no. Maybe the fact that they brought him pachas mikabetsa, and he was makbid not to have a full kibetza, was because not because of the dinim of sukkah. In Achinami, maybe even with a full kibetza, he would not have to be in sukkah. The only reason they were makbid to bring him less than a kibetza is so that he wouldn't have to do netilas yadayim, and he wouldn't have to do birchas hamazon. And that's something that's shiur b'kibetza. That's something that requires a kibetza. So last main point over here is that the Mishnah holds that small amount of food can be eaten outside of a sukkah. A small amount of foods could be eaten outside of a sukkah, and Rabbi Tzaddik wouldn't even wash or bench on less than a kibetza of food. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph.